Welcome to another episode of the Business Upside Podcast. This is Professor Alex Chakrabarty, a professor with more than 20 years of experience in the field of entrepreneurship, computer science, business, marketing, and with more than 20,000 students across the world in various top corporate positions as various successful entrepreneurs, head of startups, and, you know, across the world. Today, I will discuss some common ethical dilemmas that startups and entrepreneurs face. In addition, big corporates face. You know, so what are the typical impacts of ethical dilemmas in a business context? In total, today I'll be talking about 8 ethical dilemmas that businesses need to be careful about. So let's get into those. The first is that when money is tight, how to support other businesses. For example, you know, if you are running a startup and you have to choose between cutting expenses and assisting the other firms in surviving, I always advocate a balance. So instead of completely shutting down the other contracts, shutting down contractors and other businesses, I would recommend, or the way I handle it is, I always scale down. Meaning that if I am giving $100 business to somebody, I may give $80 or $70, but rather I will not stop that business altogether, that business contract altogether. Okay. Second point is product quality compromise. It is always tempting for startup entrepreneurs and corporates to compromise the quality for, you know, a cheaper price, a cheaper production price, and higher profit. But let me tell you, for a long time survival, it is very important. Quality is king. Quality is the most important thing, right? So do not cut corners, do not go for short-term survival, because any long-term survival, any company that is surviving for the long term, that is winning in the market, they have the best quality and the best customer service. Third point in the list of ethical dilemmas is to outsource your production. Now, let me tell you that I have done outsourcing in my company, and I have found out that it is best to outsource what are your non-core areas, okay? Do not outsource your core competence area, your core product, or core, you know, competence in your service. Always think, if you have to outsource non-core, non-critical things, or else you will be dependent on a third party to, you know, for your business. And a third party can always, you know, just, damage your business. So it is very, very important to never outsource your core competence areas, but rather always outsource, you know, non-core areas that also, you know, outsource partially. Always keep some part of the non-core areas as well inside your company with your team, so that if any case a third party person, a company is, you know, not delivering properly, your internal team can still make up without hampering revenue, without hampering production. Fourth ethical dilemma is dealing with toxic clients. Now, for this, I always tell that, you know, if the connection is not right, try to give warnings, try to give subtle, hints, establish boundaries. Boundaries are a must. Otherwise, you know, if it doesn't work, then perhaps the relationship must terminate. It is very important to keep the employee morale high, to keep the employees in a very, very safe, to keep the team members in a very, very safe setting to get the best output for the business. So if a client is a toxic client, give sufficient warning, sufficient hints, establish boundaries. If it doesn't work, then the relationship must terminate. The next point, the fifth point in the list of ethical dilemmas, is to react to employees' social media activities. How I deal with this is, if somebody's social media activities is not ethical, not moral, or illegal, I always make it a point to get a warning across. Always give chances to other people before, you know, confronting them that they are, you know, breaking a law or, doing some immoral thing. And even if that doesn't work, in the last case, I probably would dismiss the employee, but give them plenty of chances to rectify before doing the ultimate. The sixth point in the list of ethical dilemmas comes employee retention due to seniority. Now, I have dealt with this a lot of times. Sometimes there are junior and younger, team members who are much more efficient, much more qualified, or much more capable than some of the senior members. However, I always make it a point to give the senior member an opportunity to prove themselves, or I try to give them in a mentorship position, and I try to explain that if the junior person is doing quicker, better work, I try to explain and try to shift the senior employee in some other role where those critical, time-consuming, quick delivery is not required, so that I can give the opportunities to the new young team members. Okay. The seventh point in the list of ethical dilemmas is considering competitors' job applicants. Now, this again is something I deal with many, many times. So what I do here is I always try to make sure that the job applicant adheres to the company's policy for termination. For example, if there's a notice period of 3 months, I always tell the job applicants to serve the proper notice period. Secondly, I always see that they do not divulge any of the old competitors, some secrets or some unethical, some documents. So we never indulge in these things, right? So always make sure that the person gives the proper notice to the competitor, because tomorrow that person may leave my company even, and I would expect the same. I would expect the company behave properly, and the employee to give the proper notice period. Eighth point and last point in the list of ethical dilemmas is to develop an honest marketing strategy. Let me tell you what the ethical dilemma is. What happens is, in a bid to compete with other companies or other products, companies, they claim very big things. They overpromise. They claim very tall claims, and they do unethical manipulation, right? However, the way I like to deal with it, and I've got a lot of success, is instead of trying to compete with other products or companies on their strengths, why don't we compare or compete in our strengths? For example, if Google has a search engine that is one of the fastest search engines in the world, maybe my search engine will have a better privacy policy, will have a better, policy where, we don't show ads to people, or we don't collect data without, their consent, right? That may be better in my search engine than Google's search engine. So when I advertise or when I market, it is best to market based on my strengths, my company's strengths, rather than try to give overpromise or big figures in the other points where genuinely my company or my product is not the best, right? So always play on strengths rather than trying to play on the weaknesses, okay? So these 8 points, I think, would be very, very essential, okay? Let me tell you a case study. This happened in the case of Volkswagen. You all know this case study. This is very popular in the media. This Volkswagen is a company I highly respect. It's a very, very ethical company. However, once in one of the case studies, the company's automobiles sold in the American market between 2008 and 2015, which did not fulfill the American government's emission regulations, right? And they had software which manipulated their emissions and gave the regulators the feeling that the cars were not spewing dangerous pollutants to the environment at unsustainable levels. Now, As the cars hit the market, several researchers became concerned about the emissions after the car was presented to the market, and several environmental researchers prompted the government to do more studies, and in the studies it was revealed that the autos were emitting up to 40 times the acceptable levels. So it was, you know, a big deal, and when the company found out, the CEO of the company had to resign due to this controversy, and many of the employees lost jobs who were involved in the scandal, and the company apologizes, and then again, you know, it had to take a lot of time, a lot of hit on the brand, and again they got back their respect in the society, where Volkswagen is treated, is known as a very, very respectable, very, very dependable brand, and who care about consumers' welfare and have a cost-effective approach. Okay, so again, to summarize the 8 ethical dilemmas, the first point is, when money is tight, support other companies also. Number 2, product quality compromise, never compromise on the quality of your product. Number 3, outsourcing production, never outsource core production, and even in non-core, always keep some part inside the company. Number 4 is dealing with toxic clients. Here I always say that employee safety is more important, and to establish boundaries. Number 5, reacting to employees' social media activities in case anything is not right. Give ample warning, ample hints, ample confrontation before doing any strong decision. Number 6, seniority-based employee retention. Always try to explain, give opportunity to a senior member to prove themselves. If not, give them some other supervisory role, and to give critical roles to very capable or maybe some young employees. Number 7, consideration of competitors' job applicants. Always treat the job applicants ethically. Have them give the proper notice period, because tomorrow they might leave your company to join some other company, and you also expect them to do the same thing, right? You also expect them to give the proper notice period. Number 8, honest marketing strategy. Here, always compete on your company's strengths or your company's products, rather to give false data on some of the weaknesses that your company or your product have, in a bid to compete with other competitor products or competitor companies, okay? So let's wrap up for today. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We'll come up with more interesting topics soon, so stay tuned. Bye for now.